Good morning and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This week I've been looking at 1 Timothy 4:12. Verse 12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." And this morning I just want to inspire you to be an example of the believer in purity. You know, Matthew 5 there in the Beatitudes, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And Peter says, "As it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." And so purity in our words, purity in our walk, purity in our spirit, and just purity in all areas. He's calling us to be an example in purity. And then in 2 Timothy 2:22, he says also this, Paul does, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." So not only is he encouraging us to be an example of the believers in purity, but he's also encouraging us to walk with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Why would he be encouraging us to call that we should follow them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart? You know, the scripture says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." And so he's calling us to walk also, not only to be an example of the believers, but also to walk with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And so it's important that we not only walk, be an example, but also walk with those that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Peter 3 says this, you know, it talks about in the last days, you know, the earth shall be melt up with fervent heat, and there shall apostasy come. And verse 17, he says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." See, that's what will happen if we don't walk with those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. There's a greater opportunity to fall away from our own steadfastness and to be led away with the error of the wicked. And then verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." So when you walk with those, follow those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart, you will grow in grace and in knowledge and in our Lord Jesus Christ, because their heart is pure and they have a heart to please the Lord. They have a heart to follow the Lord. And so it's important that, you know, that we follow, be an example of the believers and be an example that someone else can follow us also and that can walk with us and that we can be an inspiration in our purity and in our holiness. So this morning I just want to inspire you to walk, be an example of a believer in purity. That's our call in Scripture. And so this morning I want to inspire you in that way. May God bless you, and let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we call upon you this morning, and I thank you and I praise you, Father, for your goodness and for your mercies. Your mercies are new again this morning, and Lord, help us to truly walk and to be an example of the believers in purity and to follow those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.